I thought that was a typo, this corn feed over here. Isn't it corn fed? Sorry, Matt. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here today. It's a nice, beautiful day. It is a little warm, so thank you for taking your time to be with us. I, too, just want to remind everybody, right here in 1993, this was underwater. Under a lot of water. And in 2008, Cedar Rapids, the whole river, the whole downtown was underwater. And those folks in California and Texas and Florida, they helped us out. So we need to think about them, and we need to help them out. So I encourage you to contact Red Cross and other groups. So I actually am a fifth generation Iowan. My great-great-grandfather came here at the age of 16, just a couple blocks down the street here when the train stopped. He had to get off there because that's what, as far as the train could go. 12 years later, he and a bunch of local people started a business right here in Iowa, Equitable Life Insurance Company of Iowa. And the reason they did that was because a lot of insurance companies from the East Coast were doing business here, and people like us were paying premiums that they took out east. So Iowa money was being used to build the East Coast. And they figured out that that doesn't make any sense. You want to build your economy with your own local money. So they started an insurance company right here, the first one west of Mississippi, and all the premiums were invested right here in Iowa. That's the way you build a business. You invest in your hometown people, and your hometown businesses. And you know what? Our governor up here and the legislature, 150 years later, are making the same mistake by taking all the money that we are paying as taxes and putting it out of state companies that don't pay taxes, but they get a refundable tax credit, so we're writing them checks. $45 million a year, ladies and gentlemen, goes out of Iowa to write checks for out-of-state businesses, even though they pay no taxes. 150 years later, we're making the same mistakes. That's not good government. You know what else? Back in the 1980s, I was one of the people running the Yonkers department store business all across Iowa. Well, you might remember in the 80s, we had a big, serious farm crisis. A lot of farmers were in deep trouble. Many of them were going out of business. Many of them were going bankrupt. What Yonkers did was we had stores all across the state. We had a lot of employees, and we had a lot of customers that were suffering from that. So we decided we needed to do something to help the community, because that's what good employers do, and that's what good CEOs do, is they help the community. They invest in people. So we started the Farm Aid Relief Concerts with Willie Nelson. They were here for the next 5 or 6 years, raising funds for the local farmers to be able to help keep them on their farms so they didn't have to go bankrupt. That's what good businesses do. That's what good leaders do. A few years later, I was running Equitable Life Insurance Company, the one I mentioned a few minutes ago. I was approached by the woman that was running Planned Parenthood. You hear that, ladies? Planned Parenthood. The woman that was running that was having trouble getting into Dubuque. A lot of people were trying to get services from Planned Parenthood into Dubuque. Nobody up there would rent them a building or sell them a building. So they came to myself and my wife and they said, is there something you can do to help? We can't get up there and a lot of people need our services. So we thought about it, we looked around, we tried to figure it out. We helped them open in Dubuque. We got them a building. A couple months later, they were up in business, serving hundreds of people in Dubuque. Pretty soon it became thousands of people in Dubuque. That's what stepping up to provide leadership was all about. That's what leadership is, what we need in Iowa. But you know what? These same people who were sending the money out of state, they defunded Planned Parenthood, so now those clinics all across eastern Iowa have been closed. That's not what we want. That's not the kind of leadership that we need. So what do I want to do as governor? What I want to do is, first of all, put our budget behind the priorities. Because they talk about priorities over here, and they put the budget money over there. And that's not how you make anything work. Our priorities should be education, health care, and raising incomes for all Iowans all across our state. And if we put the budget behind that, and we put the same kind of scrutiny on tax credits, tax deductions for business, that they are putting on human service programs, there's a lot of money that we can free up to invest in education, health care, and raising incomes all across our state with a much smarter economic development program. It's not all that complicated. We just need a leader who knows how to do it, and a leader who's not beholden to special interests, not worried about reelection, but she's willing to get in there, tackle the budget, put the money behind the people, not behind the failed tax breaks, and invest in our country and invest in our state. Because our people are our best asset. That's why we need to invest in education, because that raises incomes for everybody. That's why we need to invest in healthcare, because then people can be productive workers, and they can also be much more comfortable, much more confident at home with their families and their kids, which makes a big difference in those kids going to school and them going to work in the morning. So if you're interested in joining our campaign to make Iowa the kind of place it used to be, the kind of place it can be, please find a person over here in a green shirt. We'd love to have you sign up. We have a lot of volunteers here. We're anxious to get a lot more. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.